I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After seizing power in early February, Myanmar's military killed 14 protesters yesterday. Police deliberately targeted unarmed civilians, including a 14-year-old boy. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations condemned the coup, pleading with international authorities to intervene. Joe Handley of Asian Access says the global body of Christ can help by praying for the safety of believers in Myanmar. You can also send messages of encouragement through Asian Access. And we talked last week about a group of volunteers from South Church in Lansing, Michigan. They've partnered with Crossroad Prison Ministries to encourage inmates through letter writing. Today, we're sharing with Marlene Tevin, a South Church volunteer with Crossroads. Tevin says it's an amazing opportunity to share the gospel every month as she writes letters to prisoners and builds relationships. And it not only changes their lives, it changed her, too. Find the details of this story at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.